It's a hot and sunny day in Hopland, and Kate Fry's one-acre home garden is brimming with life. It's filled with blooming yellow poppies and hanging purple wisteria, edibles of all sorts, native manzanitas, and many other plants in varying shades of green. And there's lots and lots of buzzing birds, bees, and insects around.
Here's a bumblebee that you often see in the spring, and you could see the pollen on it.
He's carrying a load.
Yeah.
Fry has been designing gardens in Mendocino and around the world for close to 30 years, since starting her career at Fetzer Vineyard's nearby gardens in Hopland. She says she's always felt a responsibility to integrate her gardens with its natural environment, building spaces that will invite wildlife in.
I hope that our gardens can provide food and shelter and nesting places for them as they either live in or move through our landscapes.
And now Fry is sharing her knowledge and experience with integrative bee gardens in a new book, The Bee-Friendly Garden, co-authored with San Francisco State biology professor Gretchen Laboon. Fry, who wrote the chapters on gardening, says she wants to make landscapes like hers accessible to home gardeners across the U.S.
My heart really is with the homeowner, because there are millions of us across the nation, and we really can make a difference in our cities and our neighborhoods in terms of bringing wildlife in and also creating these beautiful flower-filled gardens.
She also hopes the book will underline how important bees are in sustaining our environment.
Over 80% of the world's plants need animal pollination, and so, of course, bees are the most efficient pollinators.
They're really part of our whole food system, and that makes their importance really huge.
That's Christine Kurtz, a honeybee consultant based in Petaluma, who works with the Sonoma County Beekeepers Association. According to Kurtz, bees forage 3 to 5 miles away from their hives, so their well-being is often an indicator of the health of their surroundings. Kurt says communities can help keep bees buzzing through habitat building, like designing and planting gardens that will attract all sorts of animals.
Native bees, pollinators, birds, frogs, because we know when we have more than one creature around, they're just happier. There's balance in nature.
Back at Fray's home garden, there are dozens of bees working away at the blossoms of a native California lilac.
This one has really deep, bright blue blooms, and it's also really tolerant of garden conditions. And as you can see, it's just covered in bees of many varieties.
The vibrant shrub is about 8 feet tall and 9 feet wide. Fry says that makes for a significant area of bloom that bees, especially honeybees, gravitate towards throughout the day. More bee garden pro tips and photos of some of Fry's lush landscapes are in the new book. Overall, Fry says the book and her work is about giving back.
I've just seen just how transporting and how meaningful a garden filled with life can be to people. It creates an experience.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.